gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
I could wish you a safe and happy holidays.
Okay.
See you on January 12th.
That's right.
Month of rest.
I think that's the longest break we've had since I've been on the commission. I don't ever remember being off.
That's probably close to it.
Off that long before.
Yeah, only other thing, administration to Mr. Baker and, as he called himself, the county administrator appointee, Mr. Lawson. He don't like to be called that.
He hates that.
And Vincent, myself, and have had an interview probably 3 weeks ago.
Probably.
For an apprentice. You won't really see him. He's a student going for his master's. And he's doing a project to get his master's and all that, something he had to do.
Internship, basically.
Internship,
yeah.
Basically. And he's going to be looking at ordinances as we prepare them and introduce them. We haven't got any real plans that we can say, well, can you review this RPC plan? Well, we have like 2-lot subdivision. He's not going to have much to review there.
He can review the
so
hot dog
So he's going to be
stand.
Looking at most of the ordinances. So we're going to have, like Vince said, you have another chance, get another set of eyes to look for little technical details. And he's done some of that type work in his previous activities of his business and the projects that he's worked on in schooling. And he's got some professors at school that he can also say, what do you think about this? He can squeeze them a little bit, see if they can point out a few things. So.
Or propose alternative means of dealing with things that maybe we haven't thought of, you know,
yeah, right.
Like, kind of like what
so
Mr.
Ross
was saying.
So you're going to look at the ordinance as it exists and see if some things we could look at. And it's it should be beneficial to us as far as having another set of eyes from outside that's not dealing with it every day. And you spot these things sometimes. So he's not going to really have an office. He's probably going to be, been surprised to see him more than I will. He can do a lot of it at school, remote, rather than being in-house.
University?
Temple, isn't it?
Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? For his master's.
Yeah. He's a local.
He's local, yeah. From Seaford.
Right.
Is this the county that had to hire a land use planner?
To say
no.
No, not really. It's just...
He approached us because he needed the credit hours.
Yeah, basically it's his master's project, and we thought he'd have to have a certain criteria and a lot of other information that he had to, and basically he set up the project. The school agrees to it if we agree to it, and then we basically endorse him at the end on how, and basically evaluate what he did and report it to the school, I guess, and then he gets credit for that project.
How long is this internship?
Was it 100 and, it's hours, 160 hours?
160 or 280.
Yeah.
It's not real long, but it's... Mm. He's available and
block community service.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
He's getting a little bit
different than going right out and hiring somebody on a contract basis and all that. So.
All right then. Anything else for good of the order?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays.